This week, the National Association of Theater Owners issued new guidelines regarding those movie trailers, those little teasers, promos, commercials we see before movies. And the new guidelines call for limiting movie trailers to 2 minutes each. That's 30 seconds shorter than the current maximum. The guidelines were designed according to the trade group. The guidelines were designed to maximize the effectiveness and efficiency of the industry's marketing, and the guidelines will evolve in response to technological innovations and consumer demands. Here to help us decode this and tell us what it all means and why this is happening is the Tribune's film critic, Michael Phillips. Welcome, Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Hello, folks. How are you?
Well, we're wondering about this. This reminds me of some controversy some years ago where people wanted, at least some wanted, the actual start times of movies to be listed instead of the times the commercials and the trailers start. So what's going on now?
Well, honestly, my opinion, we'll deal with facts in a second, but my opinion, guys, is that I don't care how short they get. I just want to make sure that they spoil the ending of these movies.
You know, that's what happens.
It wouldn't be a trailer if they didn't do that.
You know run the mean? Whole movie in the trailer sometimes. Yeah,
they do.
There should be a law against that.
Yeah, and it's funny how that's, you know, I tweeted out this topic, you know, like when it hit the news this week, and that's what everybody kept coming back to, the frustration about how much they give away in terms of what happens in this in a story's second half. It's crazy, but you know, it's not a guideline so much as it's a voluntary guideline, kind of like the you know, the rating systems. A lot of it is just a matter of trying to get a little, it's responding to some consumer frustration. It's also trying to get maybe one or two more slots filled by other movies with trailers. I find that there's a reason chains like the Arclight in L.A., which is actually opening a Chicago multiplex in a year or two in the Lincoln Park area, there's a reason that those specialty chains that charge a little more for not hitting you too hard with trailers and no ads, assigned seats and all the rest. There's a reason those are popular.
Well, I think most people are okay with trailers
and find them entertaining.
And I think most people are also okay with the start time listed as really the start time for trailers and so forth. I mean, it's not really good to be too early because then you see a lot of those commercials, but it gives you some extra time to get where you're going, and I think that's good, don't you?
I do too. I agree, Bob, and I think I agree too that there's a real affection for the art and craft of a good movie trailer. Do you watch Turner Classic Movies much, you guys?
Love it. New favorite channel.
Right. I mean, and a lot of the fun of that is pulling out of the archives the original trailers from 1947 or 1936, just to see how they were done and the kind of the style and the sweep of those things. And sometimes, the cornball sales techniques of how they, you know, would sell a star or a studio or a famous novelty. It's all very interesting. I don't know if we're living in a particularly golden age for movie trailers right now.
Right.
And you do respect and talk about the ones that work for you. I was just talking to my colleague up here, Mark Caro, and we were saying, you know, that new Wes Anderson film, The Grand Budapest Hotel, that's a really funny movie trailer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that actually makes it, you know, this is a period comedy with Ralph Fiennes, and it's very much in the style of every other Wes Anderson film, but there's something about it. It's a little snappier, a little fresher. You know, it can be done. It's just it isn't done very often.
Sometimes the trailers are way better than the movie.
Yeah.
They are. Can you think of any examples off the top of your head? Or just,
I mean,
I found the giveaway problem with the movie. Well, in the end, it was a success with the audience. I didn't like it much, but Martin Scorsese's Shutter Island, that came so close to blowing the essential secret of the story.
I remember that trailer, and I remember being so annoyed watching that trailer and saying at the time, I'm not going to watch this movie because I've already seen the entire movie. And that had to be way over 2 minutes, or at least it seemed like 10 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. And they have been creeping up to three for sure. And yeah, so we're talking about quite a bit shorter. It'll be an interesting challenge. I mean, I don't know, Bob. I mean, sometimes I think, you think something sounds like a bad idea and then get used to it. I mean, Twitter, to me, seemed like just an onerous, kind of awful sort of, you know, well, what do you mean 140? And you know, in the end, it does what it does, and it's the right format. Maybe two-minute trailers are actually force the studios and the marketing people to focus on one angle of how to sell this thing, and it might get back more to the old school technique of, just sort of short, punchy, better, and maybe they won't all have that same sort of hammering rhythm and won't begin with that tong in a world where.
Yeah.
It's time for something new.
Which, by the way, was a good movie in a world, wasn't it?
Wasn't it great? Yeah, I like that film a lot. Lake Bell's film about a great comedy about L.A. voiceover artists stuck about an unlikely subject. But, yeah.
Are these decisions, like, voted on by a committee of people, or how do they come about?
NATO, I'm going to look up one thing while we talk, just to see.
The National Association of Theater Owners issued these guidelines. And by the way, I can tell you what's going to happen. Now we're going to have shorter trailers, but we're going to have like five times as many of them now before a movie.
Right.
Is that one of the reasons to fit more in?
I don't think so. Was it really?
Well, I think it's an indirect reason.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
This idea that they don't want to be selling a movie that's more than 150 days out is almost the most sort of peculiar thing, because that never seemed like an aggravation to me as a viewer. Did it to you, or did it seem to you that, hey, well, why are you trying to sell me a movie that's going to open next spring?
I found it like strange, but I enjoyed it. I mean,
yeah,
if it was
yeah.
a good trailer, so
yeah.
there you go. All right,
Mike. I mean, according to that NATO group, the National Association of Theater Owners, the goal is to improve the quote effectiveness and efficiency of movie marketing.
Right.
So the question is how, you know, what do we think of it as people sitting down, and you know, how much time do we want to be sitting down before the actual movie we paid for starts?
Of course, they're going to say that.
We'll see. Michael Phillips, Tribune film critic. Thanks, Michael. Good to talk
best,
to you.
Guys. Thank you.